was on a short field, which resulted in, because of a block punt, they had the ball starting at the 23-yard line, which punched them in, so a short drive there. But regardless, Ubley really maintaining and controlling the trenches for the most part, but Harbor Reach starting to make adjustments as the half went on.
Yeah, there was a moment, maybe 15 minutes or so of live time, where Evan Smiglenski single-handedly was dominating the Ubley Bearcats, but the rest of the time, the Ubley Bearcats have been the better football team tonight, Clark, and their defense has played very well. The offense struck first. Their defense has set the tone for this game. The offense come right down the field and scored on Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach has made the proper adjustments. But if you're the Ubley Bearcats, you're going, hey, we got Harbor Beach throwing the ball 10 times. They only completed 3. We got this team right where we want them, trying things they haven't done all year. And the Ubley Bearcats are smiling right now. They're trying to figure out how they can score one more time and not allow the Harbor Beach offense to score and steal this game 12-6.
Yeah, Ubley has 2 turnovers, that block punt, as well as the fumble on their very next drive. Harbor Beach, though, has 3 turnover on downs that gave the ball back to the Ubley Bearcats. So 3-2 when all was said and done.
A couple of them were tough, too. The one on 4th and inches probably hurt the most, where Ethan Hessling slipped in the backfield trying to make a cut and basically gave himself up. That's just a tough break there for the Harbor Beach Pirates. But nonetheless, that Bearcat defense, again, has been the reason that they're in this game, and they feel like they should be winning this game.
The Ubley Bearcats with 19 tackles on defense, 1 tackle for a loss, and 1 tip pass. They're led by Colton Rosenthal with 5 tackles leading the Ubley Bearcats tonight. Ethan Lemke with 3, and then Ethan Peruski, Logan Holbert, Austin Burke, and Nathan Partiga each with 2. And 1 tackle goes to Carson Haleski. On top of that, Colton Rosenthal, leading tackler with 5. He also has a tackle for a loss for 1 yard. And Ethan Lemke had that one nearly intercepted it, but it was end resulted in a tip pass right at the goal line to end that first half. For the Harbor Beach defense, 26 tackles, no tackles for a loss, but 1 sack, 1 forced fumble, and 1 blocked punt. Which then led to that touchdown, the only touchdown for Harbor Beach in that first half. Devin Finkel, middle linebacker, leading the way for the Harbor Beach defense. Devin Finkel, 7 tackles on the night. And then Ethan Hessling with 4, Evan Smiglenski with 3. Then Garrison Booms, Michael Anderson, Nathan Seaman, and Kendall Gentner each with 2. Parker Yon and Dakota Deer with 1 tackle apiece, as well as Mason Yon. The sack of Evan Smiglenski for 6 yards pushed Casey Sweeney deep back. And the forced fumble was by Mason Yon. Kendall Gentner jumped on that one. Just 2 penalties against Harbor Beach's defense. One was a block in the back. Or no, it wasn't a block in the back. It was a we have it written down here as a face mask.
It was a block in the back. It was 5 yards down the field,
right.
So it's going to turn into a 5-yard loss.
And an illegal procedure, illegal shift, which was actually declined. For the Ubley defense, no penalties so far tonight, except for that one early on offense, but actually 2, a chop block and then a block in the back, which set them back a couple of times.
Right, if you remember the chop block, the very next play is where Casey Sweeney took it to pay dirt anyway, so it didn't end up affecting the Bearcats on that drive.
So, Dave, what do you think here? Ubley 141 yards, Harbor Beach 119 yards, Ubley with 2 turnovers, Harbor Beach with 3 turnovers on downs, and we're tied at 6 apiece at halftime.
You know, they're dead even, and here's why, because the Ubley Bearcats have outgained the Harbor Beach Pirates, but yet they've turned the ball over, you know, 1 more time than Harbor Beach. I know that the turnover of downs, you know, are considered turnovers, but to physically turn the ball over with a fumble, it's the special teams is the only reason Harbor Beach is still in this game. That block punt is the only reason they scored. Otherwise, it's probably a 6-0 Bearcat lead. So the Bearcats, in my opinion, won the first half, even though the score doesn't say so. So we'll see. I believe the Pirates get the ball to start the second half, so we'll see how these teams make their adjustments. Obviously, not a ton of adjusting needed to be done. Harbor Beach offense faltered because of a lot of incomplete passes. So we'll see if the Bearcat defense can continue to cause problems for the Pirate offense.
Now in the second half, Dave, Harbor Beach, Ubley won the toss, elected to receive. Harbor Beach will get the ball to start the second half. What do you expect Harbor Beach to come out? More of the spread a little bit, but dial in those passes a little bit more, or are they going to try and go back to the run game?
They're going to go back to the run game. It doesn't matter if it's out of the spread or the wing tee. I think you will see them come out with the spread. Would not be surprised on first down if they allow play action and they allow Michael Anderson to throw a short pass, try to get 5-6 yards and get his confidence going and have his coach show trust in him that they believe that he can throw the football. And then after that, I believe that they will start to run their offense, that read option, with Michael Anderson and Devin Puff, and I think both of them are going to have to get it going from there. And if that does not work, Clark, they will continue to throw out of the spread and go back to the tee if it needs to get the running game going. They'll do whatever it takes to get the running game going. So if you're the Bearcats, hey, it's more of the same for them. They really did what they needed to do. They got to work some things out on offense and try to be more deceptive with that offensive scheme of theirs and continue to run the ball and get first downs. They cannot be punting all the time. And if they can do that, they can hang in this game and win as well.
Now let's take a look at other area scores in the region. The New Lothrop in Division 7 hammering out Cass City. It's 44-6 at the half as Luke Stern was able to break free for, a 55-yard run right before the half was over to put Cass City's only points on the board. New Lothrop 44, Cass City 6 there. Pawama Westphalia leading Saugatuck 14-7. The winner of New Lothrop Cass City will go on to play either Pawama Westphalia or Saugatuck. No word yet on that Clarkson Everest or Flint Beecher game going on tonight as the winner of this Ugly Harbor Reach game facing off with them.
Yeah, it's definitely one of our teams here in Division 8 are going to move on to play the winner of that game, so it'll be very interesting to see how they do. It certainly appears to me that Clarkson Everest should be the favorite, but you just never know. Flint Beecher, a 9-1 team, a good team in their own right, certainly have the ability to win. So obviously if Flint Beecher wins, we certainly believe that it'll be a Friday night game, and if Clarkson Everest wins, it'll probably be a Saturday afternoon game.
And of course, if Ubley wins this ball game, then it will be at Clarkson Everest, which then will give the opportunity for Ubley to decide on Friday or Saturday. If it's a Harbor Beach game, if Harbor Beach wins tonight, then Clarkson Everest or Flint Beecher then decides whether they want to play on Friday or Saturday. So a lot of different variables so far as it's a tie ball game, 6-6 at the half, as Harbor Beach and Ubley duking it out as we fully expected here. In week number 10, the Division 8 District Championship. When we return, we'll have the post or the second half action right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. As Ubley and Harbor Beach all tied up at halftime, 6-6. Third quarter coming up next.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Seapoint, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
And now on to the second half as Harbor Beach and Ubley all tied up at 6 apiece. Ubley scored in their first drive of the night with 7:42 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach then responded with 1:07 left in that first quarter. No scoring in the second quarter as we had a turnover on downs, a punt, a turnover on downs, a punt, and a turnover on downs, which led us to the halftime score of 6-6.
This is a more typical Harbor Beach Ubley game that I remember, Clark. The low-scoring defensive battle, which team can last longer without making a mistake. So when Ubley turned the ball over and had a block punt, I felt that that was Harbor Beach's opportunity to take the lead. And when they didn't do it, it's a credit to the Bearcats, as they have survived disaster with a turnover and a block punt.